This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed a visit to China that had been expected to start on Friday after a Chinese spy balloon was tracked flying across the United States in what U.S. officials called a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty. Blinken spoke to reporters Friday afternoon in Washington.
The first step is getting the surveillance asset out of our airspace, and that's what we're focused on. And I thought it was very important for Wang Yi, the senior foreign policy official in Beijing, to hear this directly from me.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson confirmed the balloon did in fact belong to China. The spokesperson said it was civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research and had deviated from its planned course. Despite China's insistence that the balloon was designed for weather research, the U.S. Defense Department said Friday that the balloon is there for surveillance in violation of U.S. airspace and international law. A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. will not attempt to destroy the balloon because of safety concerns for people on the ground. Pope Francis met South Sudan President Salva Kiir and his family at the presidential palace on Friday. The pontiff began a visit to South Sudan on Friday with an impassioned plea to its fractious leaders to turn their backs on the violence, ethnic hatred, and corruption that have stopped the world's youngest country from achieving peace and prosperity. South Sudan broke away from Sudan to become independent in 2011 after decades of conflict, but civil war erupted in 2013. Despite a peace deal 5 years later between the two main antagonists, violence and hunger still plague the country. Tens of thousands of people sang, drummed, and ululated as the Roman Catholic leader arrived in the capital.